Hi, this is Martha Norwalk, host of Animal World, and I've got a question for you. Do you or anyone you know own a business, offer a service, or a product that does something good for animals, humans, or this planet? If the answer is yes, then I'd like to invite you to become a member of the Animal World family of advertisers. Lately, people are telling me they think radio advertising is exorbitantly expensive. Well, that can be true, but not on Animal World. Did you know that for as little as $45 a week, you can have two professionally written and produced commercials at no cost to you running on the show? You also get a link to your website on the homepage of the Animal World website and two live interviews on the show. Frankly, you can't afford not to do this. So if you'd like to join our great Animal World family of advertisers, or if you need more information, go to www.marthanorwalk.com to send me an email or call me at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258. Come on, give me a call and join the family. We'd love to have you.
Been there, done that? It's time for a change.
Hi, I'm Rob Spears.
And I'm Brenda Michaels, and we're the hosts of Conscious Talk, radio that makes a difference.
If you're ready to engage life, expand consciousness, and ride the wave rather than be bowled over by the incredible changes that are upon us, then join us Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. on KKNW 1150 a.m. or 98.9 HD3 or ConsciousTalk.net, where together we'll forge the new human being.
Hi, this is Martha. Did you know that besides hosting Animal World, I'm also an animal behavior therapist and trainer with more than 40 years of professional experience? I work with you privately in your home or over the phone to help you understand your animal friends and resolve whatever behavior training or healing problems you've got going on. Most of my expertise is with cats and dogs, but I sometimes work with other types of animals as well. So whether it's puppies or kittens, adult dogs or cats, or elderly animal issues, I can help. Cats not using the litter box? Biting or scratching you or your furniture? Maybe they're fighting with each other or waking you up at night. I've got answers. Dogs barking too much, jumping or dragging you around the block on your walk? Does he have separation anxiety or chew up stuff he shouldn't? I've got answers. Whatever's going on with your animal friends, I will help you fix it. I am more than reasonably priced and often need to see you only once. I always do a free, no-obligation telephone evaluation, so give me a call and bug my voicemail if you need immediate attention. You'll find me at Martha's Canine, Feline, and All Creature Counseling at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258, and I'd love to hear from you.
When the red, red robin comes bob, bob, bobbing along, along, there'll be no more sobbing when he starts throbbing his old sweet song. Oh, wake up, you sleepyhead. Get up, get out of bed. Cheer up, the sun is red. Live, love, laugh and be happy. What if I've been blue? Now I'm walking through fields of flowers. Rain may glisten, but still I listen for hours and hours. I'm just a kid again, doing what I did again, singing a song. When the red, red robin starts bob, bob, bobbing along.
Hey, good morning, y'all. I'm Martha Norwalk, and welcome you to the second hour of this week's edition of Animal World. We're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. You can tune us in on the radio dial. You can tune us in on the internet via streaming audio. That means you can share us with your family and friends around the country, around the world, if they've got internet access. And the best way to pick up the stream is go to the Animal World website. That would be www.marthanorwalk.com. Click on the Listen Live icon in the upper right-hand corner of the homepage. That will click you through to the 1150 KKNW website and bring up the links that you need to stream the show. And it is a harmonic energy shifting Sunday. Jude and Paul Ponton from the Whispering Dragon Center in Seattle are in the house. And, and by the way, did you know you can find us on Facebook these days, Martha Norwalk's Animal World? Sorry, but not been successful in posting photographs, Jude and Paul, here in the studio on the Animal World Facebook page, but they are up on my Martha Norwalk personal page. And now, Paul, I posted again now for friends, and Paul was able to get it on his phone now. So if anybody's out there, if you're on your computer, would you go to Facebook and go to Martha Norwalk, my personal Facebook page, and see if you get the pictures, if the pictures are there of Jude and Paul. And if they're not, shoot us an email to animalworldlive@hotmail.com or give us a call, 425-373-5527 or 888-298-5569. And let me know what's there. I'd appreciate it. And let's see. By the way, we have a couple of open phone lines if you would like to get in line for a free remote session. And I guess without any further ado, let's go ahead and get back to the phone and head to Federal Way. Linda, welcome to Animal World. You're live with Jude and Paul Ponton from Whispering Dragon.
Hi.
Hey, Linda.
Good morning.
How are you today?
Good.
Good.
What can they do for you?
Well, I have an almost a year old kitten that was rescued from a kill shelter, and she's still a little skittish.
What's her name?
Kit.
Kit. That's cute.
Well, I hope she likes it anyway.
Mm-hmm. So it looks like she's a tabby cat?
Yes, she is a tabby. Yes.
And about a year old rescue, but very skittish, huh? Skittish with you or strangers or everybody?
Everybody.
Okay.
She's getting better, but she, you know, lots of times I don't see her, and she, like, runs away real quick, you know, and I have to be careful when I go to touch her that it's all right if I get on the ground and touch her and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
But sometimes when I bend over, I have to be careful that, you know, she'll kind of like shy away from me.
Okay, and how long have you had her?
About 3 months.
Oh, okay. You got her from a kill shelter, you said. Did they know anything about her history or where she came from?
I got her secondhand. There was a really wonderful woman that goes and rescue cats and gets them neutered and spayed and shot and everything like that. And from a friend, she heard that I was looking for a cat and I wanted an older one. And she did show me a picture of her, and I'll tell you, you know, she's had such a cute face that I just couldn't say no.
All right.
And I said, yeah, I'll take her. So she's been chipped and everything, and she's in with me right now, laying on her little cat tree, watching what's going on.
So it's like Jude is already working on her, and she started with the ohm forks.
Yeah, she does ohm forks in the field. A lot of times when animals are skittish, it's because their field is either they're overwhelmed or that it's weak, and they feel too much information coming in. The field tends to act like a filter for information coming in. If there's too much coming in, you know, any little thing can kind of be too much. So we did balancing with the ohm forks for that. And then Jude did the Chiron ohm high frequency forks, which have to do with the connection with humans, aiding in animal human communication. And now you're doing Huatojiaji points, which also will help to calm the nervous system.
That looks like you're going down the spine on her, huh?
Yeah, these
are. What do you call those?
Huatojiaji. Huato was the guy that discovered these points, you know, centuries ago.
Oh, okay.
And they're called the Huatojiaji points.
I see.
And they go right along the spine at each segment, and they're about a half inch. Well, humans are about a half inch out. They're closer than that, of course, on a small animal. But they are where the nerve roots come out. And so it helps to calm the nervous system, calm the information going and coming from the nervous system.
Now she's using the Mars and Venus forks. It looks on a specific
like,
point
in
the spine.
Well, I think she's doing kidney points again, because, again, this is a, you know, like a little fear kind of thing, you know, a startle response or overwhelm response. So I think she did the UB23 points in the back, the kidney related points on the back, and then she did the ones on the feet as well, looks like, around the ankles, the kidney 3 points, the source point of the kidney.
I'm picking up a little pattern in her field, sort of density, and I kind of
So some dense energy in her field.
But she's going to move, yeah.
So we're going to shake it out with a rattle here.
And then disperse with the zodiac third interval here.
So it seems to like that. Yeah, Jude seems to be happy with that.
There was a little bit up, kind of up around the head, kind of above the left ear that cleared.
Okay. Now we got a little Tibetan, a little smaller Tibetan bowl here.
Yeah, again, for the calming aspect of the overtones.
So Kathy wanted to know if Kit might have been a feral cat, but it doesn't sound like you'd know, Linda, if...
No, I do not. She might have been, she wasn't spayed until she went, after she was out of the shelter. Mm. So her ears are clipped.
Oh, okay.
But she seems to be enjoying the treatment.
Oh, good, good.
Yeah, she's just laying on her little cat tree over here, and she perks up her ears.
All right.
Excellent.
Yeah, our kitty loves her treatment. She gets a little short treatment every night, and she comes to us and asks for it if we forget.
If you forget.
Yeah. Yeah, that sounds like it.
And this is the low ohm octave chime, also to help ground all this in.
So I'm really getting that she's really going to, she's just kind of integrating new place, new time, safety.
Yeah, did I ask you how long you've had her, Linda?
3 months.
Three months. Oh,
about
okay.
3 months.
So she's still integrating.
Yeah.
So, yeah, and that's what I thought, too, but I had thought that I should probably call and just kind of maybe get started a little
excellent.
Bit.
Now Jude, you picked up, isn't that the mercury fork?
Yeah, mercury works for integration, among other things. So.
And we're also going to kind of pull in the energy of a particular part of the field that relates to integrating with environment and integrating energies, because also your energy and hers are integrating. And so,
okay.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, she's been making herself at home, that's for sure. She.
But I think I think it's really, she's really.
Yeah, she's going to be fine.
Moving right into it.
Okay.
Cool.
So she feels complete at this point?
Yeah.
All right, Linda, so notice what's different, and know that she's still in the process of integrating all of this.
But this should speed up their
Should speed up
the
process,
process,
huh? Okay.
Okay, cool.
All right, Linda, thanks for calling Animal World, and enjoy this beautiful sunny day.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
All of you.
Welcome.
Have a
You're
nice
welcome.
Day.
You
bye-bye.
Care. Bye-bye.
Take care. Bye-bye.
I think a lot of people must be enjoying this beautiful Sunday day, because we don't usually have open phone lines at this time during the show.
I know.
But we do have open phone lines. We're going to head down to Oregon here in a moment. But open phone lines, and we'd love to hear from you. Local number 425-373-5527. That's 425-373-5527. And toll free is 1-888-298-5569. All right, we're going to head down to Oregon and welcome our friend Christine. Good morning, Christine. Welcome back to Animal World.
Yep, I'm back again.
Good you are.
Good morning.
Good thing, or we wouldn't have anybody to talk to.
Well, it's Jude and Pontiff that got me here.
Ah.
And also because I was just diagnosed with breast cancer.
Oh, my, Christine.
So,
wow.
I was wondering if... I know I've been doing a lot of research on it, and I know it's anger, and I thought I was doing a lot of getting rid of that anger, you know, about abusers and about injustices and this, that, whatever, you know, the world. And so it is tiny, according to them. So I think I'm in the midst of shrinking it myself.
Excellent, excellent. Good for you.
Yeah, but I'd like to have some help.
Oh, totally, totally.
So first off, if you're not using mantra, you're not doing chanting, do chanting.
Okay.
Om or whatever.
Anything
other
in particular that you'd recommend?
Well, so the Om chant is really good because it's centering and grounding and balancing. But if you have another
ooh.
Mantra or another sound
ooh.
That
ooh.
That resonates for you, do it and do it a lot.
Yeah. Okay.
Now I just flashed on because I found a kind of affirmation ritual from Paramhansa Yogananda, and it's really made a huge difference for me. And what you do is every morning you say, everything that will happen today is a blessing from the divine for my spiritual evolvement, or for my spiritual evolution. Then sometime during the day you say, everything that is happening today is a blessing from the divine for my spiritual evolution. And then before you go to bed, you say, everything that happened today was a blessing from the divine for my spiritual evolution. And they say, do that every day for a week, and it changes your life.
Okay.
Well, I've just been doing it. It really does make a huge difference. So that might be helpful as well. And of course, I chant and omen all the time, so I know that's beneficial.
Because it's vibratory, right? Everything that happens is a vibrational situation, right? And
yeah,
so
I have some good chants that I like to listen to. One is the Om, both in the deep voice and a lighter voice. And I listen to Ravi Shankar.
Yeah, but sing with it.
Yeah, sing with it.
Because it creates the vibration in your body.
So don't just listen, sing with it. Yeah,
very important that you...
Okay.
Don't worry about how it sounds. Don't worry about, just make the sound and feel it resonating in your body.
Yeah, the field doesn't care what you sound like, really.
Well, we all sound wonderful because it's all just us finding our own resonance. So I'm going to do the Chong. And are you picking up an extraordinary vessel here?
No,
I'm,
picking just
up
going
the
with,
dye.
I'm just yeah, the dye and the liver. The other chant that I like for kind of physical stuff is the celestial physician chant, is Om Shri Dhanvantre Swaha. And Dhanvantre is the celestial physician.
Okay, so give me that. So Om
Shri Dhanvantre.
Dhanvantre
Swaha.
Swaha.
Yeah, if you're younger than 29, then it's Namaha. But if you're older than 29, if you've gone through your Saturn return, then it's Swaha as the ending.
So, Om Shri Dhanvantre
Swaha. Yeah.
Okay.
And in the Sanskrit is Swaha, the Tibetan is Soha, but it's the same ending, same word. And it's basically what that does is it brings to you things that will aid in your healing. It may be a realization, or it may be a person who has something to offer, or it may be something that you listen to that you connect with. It really is just a kind of opens up the conduit for healing from wherever it may come, and then it has an intrinsic healing vibration as well. So that's a kind of a common one. They also use that for purifying food. It's that chant in India.
Did you get that one, Christine?
I'm trying to look it up on YouTube.
Om Shri Dhanvantre Swaha. I wrote it down phonetically, so I've got it. And if you need it, you can always call me after the show or shoot me an email, and I'll send it to you.
It's a Durga mantra.
Is it a Durga mantra?
I don't know.
But I'll also tell you, Christine, the other thing I'd get, Paramhansa Yogananda did a nice, it's a small little book. And it's called Scientific Healing Affirmations.
Okay.
And it's an SRF, Self-Realization Fellowship publication. So if you search, SRF, you're looking for, it's an orange little little time, small paperback. It's like $4.95 or something. It's called Scientific Healing Affirmations by Paramhansa Yogananda. I use that every day. I use affirmations out of that book every day.
And, you know, the other thing is that there is a vibratory state there where you are totally well and in a state of well-being. And so the trick is, or the practice is to just find that resonance. And, you know, you're right about letting go of anger. I know the Louise Hay stuff talks about, anger. And it makes sense. In Chinese medicine, the liver is the organ that's related to anger, and the liver channel ends in the sixth intercostal space, which is just right underneath the breasts.
Oh,
and so
that's
when the liver fire, gets intensified through anger and frustration and so forth, that can affect that. I mean, it's not the only thing it affects, but that's one of the possible pathways.
Now, Jude's been doing a lot, but now she's got the omen Jupiter.
Yeah, what she's doing now is going to that liver point, the liver 14 point, and to the lung opening point, which circulates this kind of stuck liver chi and circulates it through the entire channel, so it helps to balance out stuck liver. But it's mostly, you know, it's mostly dropping into neutrality and letting go of, I mean, there's lots of injustices, there's lots of lots of things to be angry about. Really, dropping into a state of neutrality about that and just offering love and compassion to all of those people changes the vibration both for them and for yourself. So,
working on that for while.
Yeah. Well,
that's why I think that affirmation I gave you, everything that is happening today is a blessing from the divine for my spiritual evolution. That really helps shift your consciousness related to that.
Right.
But you're getting the big Tibetan bowl here.
Yeah, sometimes the bowls will be a friendly vibration for...
I have a bowl that's tuned to the heart.
Okay, well, that's a good one then. I know that what's the doc's name in New York? There's a
doctor in New York.
He just passed.
Yeah, he just died. There's a guy that
Mitchell Gaynor.
Yeah, he wrote a book called
Sounds of Healing.
Sounds of Healing, right? And he talks about he was an oncologist, and he talks about being introduced to sound by a Vietnamese man who had cancer, who introduced him to Tibetan bowls and to I guess not crystal bowls, but he's used crystal bowls. But he talks actually in that book about two women who did chanting, and what they did, they had breast tumors, and they focused a sound that they felt in the area of their breasts where the tumor was. And in both cases, the tumors, one of them got very small, so it was more was operable. The other one, the tumor went away entirely, I think. And the idea is just to find a vibration in which that is no longer, that's no longer compatible with that, the imbalance that's causing that.
It's a really kind of strong... you're a real nurturer. You're really a caregiver for all your animal friends and all of that. Time for you to do self-nurturance.
Christine,
that's really important stuff. Yeah. And so
I know that's a bad thing.
Yeah, because you're always working for the animals, and you're out at the equine rescue and all that stuff.
Well, and you can do all that stuff, and it is part of what nurtures you. But you have to actually do some self-focus on, and sometimes this stuff shows up as a way of pushing that. And that's what I feel. It's like, okay,
Christine,
knock,
time
knock,
to
knock.
Take care of yourself, huh?
So,
yeah.
So there's lots of stuff that you can play with. I'm feeling like a remote might be good for you. That's a longer session at some point along the way, but just see how it feels.
Yeah, I have. I was told that
I need a lot of... I want to call them psychics. A lot of people who are into the healing field.
Mm.
A lot of Reiki practitioners, and I have a lot of people.
Good.
I'm gathering.
Good.
Okay.
Good. Good.
Now the other thing that popped in, Christine, you know our Vet Sunday, Dr. Bill Burlingame.
Uh-huh.
You know, and he's connected to the Raymakers Nutrition and all these phenomenal immune support,
right.
Stuff. And I know with the Red Label Immune Tabs for animals anyway, I mean, they're shrinking cancer and so forth. I'm going to give you his consultation phone number so you can call him and tell him we talked about it on the air today. Find out what he's got for humans.
Okay.
Okay. It's Dr. Bill, 425-903-1913. And he's got a new website now, BillBurlingameDVM.com.
Okay.
And you can also email him at BillBurlingameDVM@gmail.com. But I'd check in and see what Raymaker's got for humans in the endocrine immune stuff.
Okay.
So Jude's doing the Chiron chime here. Chiron, we mentioned earlier, half man, half human, but the archetype here is the wounded healer. So this is for those out there that are doing healing and nurturing and have wounds of their own to heal. So this is helps with that. And then she's going to do the Dij as well, because Dij's clear those obstructions,
Here comes the big Dij.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah, I do too.
I'm going to be listening to some of that too on YouTube.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, and the other thing you can do, Christine, other people have told me when they've had sessions with Jude and Paul and this harmonics and stuff.
Uh-huh.
And when they do remotes, they can do the sound signatures that they send to you. But what you can do is this show will be posted in the Animal World audio archives sometime later today. You can go back and listen to this over and over again.
Okay.
And it will help them. It will help her, right?
Yeah.
And I've had my sensitive people that go back and listen, they get as much from it listening again as they did the first time.
Yeah, the other thing when working with cancers is, is I think nutrition is making sure you're getting good nutritional advice and getting more an alkaline diet and staying away from sugar and all those kinds
of
things.
Yeah, all that stuff.
And remember that everything's kind of an inside job every time. So, cancer has a huge morphic field, by which I mean there's all of the stuff that's attached to the idea of it. Mm-hmm. And there's a lot of weird energy around it and a lot of stuff that people will talk about it, related to experiences that somebody they know has had or like that. It's really important to keep your own center on all of that. People are well-meaning in their exchanges, but sometimes what they do is they entangle more with the morphic field of it. And what you really want to do is not entangle with it at all.
Ah, okay.
So
now that's really interesting, because I don't believe in coincidence, but we've got something really interesting going outside, going on in the sky outside. There's like a big hawk flying around and crows going after it.
Yeah, I couldn't tell whether it was a hawk or an eagle or an owl.
It looks like a big hawk to me. Can you see it, Mike?
It's a red tail.
Red tail, I thought so. Okay. Big red tail hawk, and then there's crows going after it. So let's just assume they're taking care of your cancer, man.
Yeah.
All right, so we're good?
Yeah.
All right, because we're behind schedule. So, Christine, thanks so much for calling Animal World. You can call me off the air if you need to get any of this stuff, but also the archives will be up later today.
Okay, I already downloaded the Yogi's Prayer or the Yogi's Chant.
That Om. Great. Excellent. All right. God bless you. Thanks for calling Animal World.
Bye-bye.
Pay attention to what's different.
Yeah.
Okay. Bye-bye.
All righty, that leaves a phone line open for you, and that's 425-373-5527. Everyone responded well, so Kathy's getting everybody ready to go. We're going to take care of our advertisers and sponsors, so listen, pay attention, support them, and thank them. And we continue more with Jude and Paul Potten from the Whispering Dragon Center in Seattle straight ahead, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Did you know that there's a gentle energy balancing method for restoring health, mobility, and athletic performance for your dog, cat, or horse? Bioenergetic synchronization, as used by Nels Rasmussen, creates transformations in health, mobility, and performance. To learn more, you can visit online, NelsHealingMinistry.com, or call 425-238-2668. That's 425-238-2668.
Would you like to access portals of possibilities for transformation, consciousness, expansion, and new experiences of health and well-being? Ancient knowledge and new science tell us that everything manifests from vibratory frequencies. Jude and Paul Ponton are experts in the field of vibrational alignment and harmonic shifting. They're also co-authors of Accutonics for Dogs and Cats and Accutonics from Galaxies to Cells, Planetary Science, Harmony, and Medicine. They can assist you in shifting frequencies for personal health, aligning and balancing your energy or the energy of your home, property, or workspace. Jude and Paul can work with you remotely, at their office, or on site if you live in the Seattle area. They also teach classes in the Accutonic Sound Healing System. Check out their website, whispering-dragon.com. That's whispering-dragon.com for descriptions of services. Or call 206-706-2836. That's 206-706-2836. You can even email them at resonate@whispering-dragon.com for information or to schedule sessions.
Hi, this is Martha Norwalk, host of Animal World, and I've got a question for you. Do you or anyone you know own a business, offer a service, or a product that does something good for animals, humans, or this planet? If the answer is yes, then I'd like to invite you to become a member of the Animal World family of advertisers. Lately, people are telling me they think radio advertising is exorbitantly expensive. Well, that can be true, but not on Animal World. Did you know that for as little as $45 a week, you can have two professionally written and produced commercials at no cost to you running on the show? You also get a link to your website on the homepage of the Animal World website and two live interviews on the show. Frankly, you can't afford not to do this. So if you'd like to join our great Animal World family of advertisers, or if you need more information, go to www.marthanorwalk.com to send me an email or call me at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258. Come on, give me a call and join the family. We'd love to have you.
Don't touch that dial. You might miss something life-changing. Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
Hey, y'all, I'm Martha Norwalk, and we're midway through the second hour of this week's edition of Animal World, which you can find us here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. And it is a harmonic energy shifting Sunday with Jude and Paul Ponton from Whispering Dragon. And thanks, everybody, for picking up your phones. Phone lines are full again. And I just want to remind you that last chance to catch me and my classes on the East Side this year, that I am doing my Keys to Understanding Your Animal Friends and Resolving the Problems That You Have with Them. Part one is this Wednesday evening at the Natural Pet Pantry in Kirkland. It's 6:30 to 9, and it's Communicating with Animals, Interspecies Telepathic and Empathetic Communication. And then part two is the following Wednesday, so it's April 20th and April 27th. It is the human-to-animal transference and how your behavior and health influences your animals and more tools for better communication. Both are Wednesday evenings, 6:30 to 9 p.m., $20 each or $35 if you take them both. Limited seating, so call Natural Pet Pantry right away if you want to get on the list. Number is 425-739-4738. That's 425-739-4738. All righty then, let's get back to the phones, and let's see, we're going to Kirkland, and Anna, welcome to Animal World. You're live with Jude and Paul Ponton. Good morning,
Hi.
Anna.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning.
So I called about my cat, Reggie, but I'm out looking for a lost dog, and I don't know. I'd really almost rather spend my free session on this dear Yorkie that's missing.
Well, why don't we give a shot? We could do both here. So you want to start with the Yorkie?
Yeah, please.
Okay, what it's a Yorkie. What's the Yorkie's name?
His name is Kona.
Kona.
and he's been lost since Friday night on Mercer Island. And he jumped out of the owner's van where she was working on the island at the time.
Oh.
And he's very timid, and he's her chemo dog. He has only been with her for about 7 weeks. And
So
he was recently adopted, and now this is pretty devastating.
Did he have collar or ID, is he chipped and all?
He's chipped, all of that, but he's very timid and will run.
All right, so I better be checking Craigslist. I know we've found some via that.
He's already on Craigslist.
Okay.
Has been for since Friday, Saturday, I believe.
All right, so you guys, Jude, what are you getting?
So I'm opening a portal here to kind of create an opening for him to find his way, and then I want to try and calm him.
Mm-hmm. And you got something to write with?
Yes.
All right, because I'm going to tell you now, I've had her on the air a couple of times. The best communicator I know at locating lost animals.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Her name is Sue Dixon, D-I-X-O-N.
Okay.
I'm going to give you phone numbers.
Okay.
I'm going to give you two phone numbers, 425-771-4491.
Okay.
And then the other number is 206-930-0871.
Okay.
Okay, and
you can
call her. Yeah. And a lot of communicators say, "Oh, geez, I'm not any good at finding lost animals." And they always are. But Sue's the first one I ever ran into. I actually met her. She came to one of my classes last year and said, "I'm really good at finding animals." And I have to tell you that every case I've sent her, pretty much, she's been successful.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Communicating with the animal and all that stuff. So
right.
I would get to her right away.
Okay.
And now Jude is working on it. We got a medium Tibetan bowl going now. Let's see what they come up with.
Well, I was mostly opening up the portal, as Jude said, to connect with the dog so he'll find his way to someone who will, bring him back. I think the animal communicators may be the vehicle, but we'll open up here to.
Well, call on Saint Francis as well.
Yes.
Because I'm invoking his presence right now.
Great.
He says he'll help. And she's got the Chiron chime going now. That's
great.
I'm making triangles. Triangles, when you change the point of the triangle, it directs the energy. So
I saw you making
directing
triangles.
Directing the energy to the person that he needs to come to.
Yeah. Yeah. So I think you made it just a bunch of help, everybody's help here on this one.
Excellent. Thank you.
Yeah. And so you've got Sue's number. Let's see. And Jude and Paul are still working on this.
Martha,
one.
Martha, do you still have the angels with you?
Yes, I was just getting calling the archangels, Metatron, Michael, Raphael, Gabriel, and Uriel. They will all help as well.
Great.
I also, when I'm doing this, I call on the guardian angels and ask that they surround, Kona, and help guide him back to his owner.
Okay, good.
And
we're actually sort of creating a little airstrip.
An airstrip, guiding him in. Okay, guiding him in.
Actually, I think you should guide him in. Kona should show up at a coffee shop somewhere.
Yeah, Kona. Yeah, I don't think he can make it to the Big Island in Hawaii.
No.
So a coffee shop. Starbucks will do. Kona, yeah. All
if
right.
He could just be guided to anyone. There's so many people that know about him.
Yeah.
He's just afraid.
Yeah, well, I think Sue might be your ticket, but you've now got St. Francis on it.
Thank
you've
you.
Got the archangels and Metatron on it. Invoke the guardian angels, which we've done as well. But keep invoking them. Ask to be guided. Open your heart.
Okay.
And
very good.
Get on Sue right away.
Thank you.
Okay, so
definitely
now let's
will.
See. Now we got Reggie, your kitty. Let's switch gears
okay.
here.
Thank you very much.
Reggie, what kind of kitty is Reggie?
Reggie is a mix. He was a stray, and he's long-haired, gray and white, white chest and part of the muzzle. And
okay. And what's
yeah.
going on with it? Urinary tract issues?
It started with that years ago. He's had multiple surgeries, PU surgeries.
Is that the reconstructive surgery?
Yes.
Oh,
and
God bless his heart.
He's also, what they think now is that he has scar tissue that keeps kind of being irritated, and then he ends up bleeding from his urethra.
Oh, bless
and,
his heart.
So he is starting to get a bit anemic. He does well for a very long time, and then he starts getting anemic.
And he's about 14 years old, is that right?
Somewhere between 14 and maybe 16.
Wow, bless his
and
heart.
And he's strong otherwise, very strong-willed.
And so he's having another difficult time at this moment, is that the deal?
Yes, he had stopped bleeding for quite a long time and started up about a month ago, and we've been working, you know, trying to do palliative care and helpful positive things. I'm working with a healer that uses laser.
Oh, good, because I was just laser was flashing in my mind. So
yeah, so we're going to have a re-screening and reloading of the pen. But I, in the meantime, I was just wondering if there's anything I can do on that.
Well, Jude's already on it here.
Jude's working on the ran extraordinary vessel, the conception vessel, which goes right up the belly. It kind of goes through that, among other places, goes through the area where the, where the bladder and
mm-hmm.
all of that are. So kind of opening that and then and healing and soothing. And then... I guess the other thing, yeah, Judy, were you going for kidney here to kind of support the bladder stuff?
Eventually, I was going to do the dimai, though, and
okay.
open it up.
Okay. So the other extraordinary vessel, the dimai, which is called the belt or the girdle vessel, goes around the area and kind of dips down into that and affects that area as well. So she's opening up that with the new moon fifth interval.
Right.
Now, Anna, have you heard our great animal world communicator, Darcy Pariso?
I met Darcy, but I have not used her before.
Because let's see, well, she won't be in the studio. I can't do a free reading for you until the second Sunday of May.
That's okay. I'll call her.
But do you have her contact information?
I have her card.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Because I, you know, with Reggie being, 14 to 16,
uh-huh.
I think it's important to communicate with him to
yes.
find out where he's at with this,
mm-hmm.
and is he up for all of this and want this healing? Is he want to hang in here, or is he getting ready to drop this body and
mm-hmm.
go back home for a bit?
Well, he seems very a fighter. Willing
right.
to want to stay. That's why I keep, I'm not doing any more surgeries because I think it's making it worse.
Yeah, I think you're right. So what Jude's doing here is strengthening kidney energy. Again, as I don't know if you were listening earlier, but the Chinese medicine, as people or animals age, the kidney energy can decline. And so that may be why it's popping up now, this old pattern's popping up now. So what we're doing is kind of adding strength through the kidneys to the bladder to, give him some strength against the deterioration.
Especially
okay.
yin energy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they're cool, more cooling.
Yeah, it looks like Reggie's going to get the didge here. So.
Oh, great.
All right, so here comes the big didge. Now, Tal's got to help Jude hold it up here.
Well, I'll get that.
It's such a big, heavy guy. Love that.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Great.
Jude, the other...
I feel like she's quite done yet.
The other thing is, let's do a little something to open up the scar tissues. Do a little Uranus and Neptune, maybe? Or did you already do that?
Well, that's what the digit was for, but...
Yeah,
that
but,
was it.
But,
yeah. Going to follow that up with...
Yeah, we just kind of pinpoint it there.
All right. Well, Reggie's getting a lot of good help here.
Great. Thank you.
And,
both.
You know, Darcy's also the most gifted Reiki master that I know.
Oh,
so
I
not
didn't know that.
Yes. Well, she's an animal communicator, medium, and Reiki master, and okay. Very powerful when she sends Reiki. So if you contact her, not only can she tune in and we make sure that Reggie's on board here and what he wants, but she can also send Reiki.
Fantastic.
Which is very powerful. Okay?
All right. Thank you all so much.
You're welcome.
All right. Notice what's different and keep me posted, okay?
All right.
All right. And
you.
We'll have somebody let me know.
Okay. I'll call you.
MarthaNorwalk.com about Arcona.
Yeah.
Okay. And if you got a notice or something, I can put it up on the Animal World Facebook page.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah. So you just got to be in touch with me and let me know, okay?
Okay, I'll do that. All righty.
Thanks for calling Animal World.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right, everybody, hold on to your phone lines. Diane, Angela, Jeannie, we've got to take care of advertisers. And then we will come back and get right back to the phone. So stay right where you are. Animal World continues straight ahead right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Ever wonder what your pet is thinking, why they do certain things, or how they're adapting to a change in the household? Darcy Pariso, animal intuitive medium and Reiki master, can help you with all of those things. Darcy can help you connect with your pet or other animal, here or in spirit. She'll also share messages including your pet's past lives and soul purpose. Clients say Darcy's readings are so much more than they expected and result in a deeper bond with her pets. Contact Darcy at DarcyPariso.com. That's Darcy Pariso, PARISO.com. Or call 425-280-5132. Give your dog, cat, or ferret the gift of great health naturally. Make NuPro all-natural supplements an essential part of your pet's diet. NuPro makes an awesome gravy, sure to please. This gravy provides fresh nutrients for a beautiful, silky skin and coat, strong immune system, and healthy digestion, among other wonderful benefits. NuPro's joint support formula is perfect for working dogs, large breeds, and especially seniors. So go with NuPro, your pet's best friend for over 20 years. Visit online at NuProSupplements.com for more information.
Next week on Conversations Live with Vicki St. Clair, London Times literary magazine editor James McManus returns. Exquisitely written and researched, his latest novel, Midnight in Berlin, is based on a true wartime story. Also, when journalist and fatherhood columnist Josh Leves was denied fair parental leave by his employer, he fought back and corporate America responded. Tune in to find out how. Join us every Monday live at noon Pacific time right here on Alternative Talk 1150 AM and find more than 300 podcasts at conversationslive.net.
Hi, this is Martha. Did you know that besides hosting Animal World, I'm also an animal behavior therapist and trainer with more than 40 years of professional experience? I work with you privately in your home or over the phone to help you understand your animal friends and resolve whatever behavior, training, or healing problems you've got going on. Most of my expertise is with cats and dogs, but I sometimes work with other types of animals as well. So whether it's puppies or kittens, adult dogs or cats, or elderly animal issues, I can help. Cats not using the litter box? Biting or scratching you or your furniture? Maybe they're fighting with each other or waking you up at night. I've got answers. Dogs barking too much, jumping or dragging you around the block on your walk? Does he have separation anxiety or chew up stuff he shouldn't? I've got answers. Whatever's going on with your animal friends, I will help you fix it. I am more than reasonably priced and often need to see you only once. I always do a free, no-obligation telephone evaluation, so give me a call and bug my voicemail if you need immediate attention. You'll find me at Martha's Canine, Feline, and All Creature Counseling at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258, and I'd love to hear from you.
This station is Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
Hey y'all, I'm Martha Norwalk, and we're winding down hour number two of this week's edition of Animal World, but we're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. It is Harmonic Energy Shifting Day. Jude and Paul Ponton from Whispering Dragon Center in Seattle are here. By the way, their website is www.whispering-dragon.com.
And you're also on Facebook.
They're also on Facebook. What we
Whispering Dragon Center.
Whispering Dragon Center on Facebook. And you can call them at 206-706-2836. And we are headed to Bellevue. And Diane, welcome to Animal World. You're live with Jude and Paul Ponton. Good morning, Diane.
Oh, good morning.
Good morning.
So today I'm calling about the human animal, myself.
Good for you.
And wanted to know if Jude and Paul could send me some energy to help with my voice. I had vocal cord surgery in October, was taking voice therapy, and then I got a cold and then got over that, and then a long case of flu. So I couldn't do my exercises then. So now that hopefully I'm over all that, my voice is kind of skippy, comes and goes.
Yeah, definitely sounds stressed on over the air here.
It feels that way.
Yeah, yeah.
And that was my friend Anna that just called.
Ah.
Oh, Anna in Kirkland.
Yes.
All right.
So
all right.
Talk to me a little bit about...
What was the surgery for?
Yeah, what was the surgery for?
To remove polyps from my vocal cords.
Okay, so just as a consideration, and you don't have to tell us anything about this, but things when stuff is really stuck in that throat area, that's the fifth chakra, and mm-hmm. that's a lot of times about not speaking up for yourself or about having a lot of frustration that you're not able to sort of address, and so stuff gets stuck in your craw, kind of deal,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
So
I totally agree with that.
So, that's a consideration in terms of releasing those mm-hmm. kinds of things. And actually, one of the things, and I don't know what your exercises were, but, you know, again, chanting or humming, and, you know, nothing to strain your voice, but little things that tend to get rid of to open that up and release it. Really.
So oming sounds like that would be
yeah.
good.
Yeah, something with low.
So are you addressing your issues, Diane, about being able to communicate and express yourself more effectively?
Well, it's not working very well on my own, so I need to contact Krista.
Ah.
Gibson. Yeah.
Yeah.
So I need to call her and see if she can help me with that part.
Where Jude's opening up the Ren conception vessel channel, which goes up through the throat, and she opened it up, and now she's doing a Mercury and Chiron, which Mercury has a correspondence to communication, and Chiron to healing. So it's kind of focused on that, both
yep.
of those energies.
And, you know, and Diane, and I would say, you know, just basic, remember, thought directs energy. Energy follows thought. Thought magnifies and intensifies energy. And one way of expressing thought, of course, is expressing it vocally. Just some really good affirmations. Like, you know, I am an effective communicator. It is easy for me to communicate how I'm feeling and what I'm thinking, and I communicate better and better every day. I mean, it just, you know, to get those affirmations going, you know, in your mind and out loud and all the time.
Yeah, I'll write a list of those and make sure that I do that
and
every
feel
day.
Them.
And you got to feel them, yeah. But you just got to act as if until you get it there. But I learned so much from the director of Ananda Worldwide, Swamiji Kriyananda, before his passing. And, you know, one of the things that just amazed me about him is that he would, when he needed to learn another language, And he ended up being fluent in many languages by the end of his life. But say he needed to learn German, he was going to travel to Germany. He would actually convince himself, he would say, I am German. I am German. And he would integrate that energy. And then it was easy for him to learn that. Well, I kind of have taken that from him. And whenever I have to do something, like last year for the Ananda Community Open House, which is coming up again in June, I'll be telling you about that. I had someone that was doing our little free cafe asked me to do all the flower arranging and make the, you know, all these bouquets of flowers. Well, I'm not a flower arranger, and so I just called on Swami and I said, okay, I'm a florist. I am the best flower arranger on the planet. And I just started chanting that, and you know, it was I just put together all these bouquets and they were beautiful. So whenever I do something, I take myself into that energy. So you can do that too.
I'll figure out if I am something connected to my expression or?
Well, I'm a great open and free communicator. I am honest. Okay. I'm able to honestly communicate my feelings when I need to in a kind and loving way. You know, just describe what it is that you want to be and make it that and keep it in the present tense.
And what's more, there is a parallel universe in which you are that.
Yeah.
So you can just open a portal to that.
Oh, cool. What's your? Can you open that portal?
Well, Jude's actually, we did a bunch of things around the throat chakra, both on the throat chakra itself, and then on there are points around the neck in Chinese medicine that are called window to the sky points or window of heaven points, and they're mostly about free expression and things that are impeding that. And different, there are a bunch of different points, and they all have kind of slightly different functions. So we kind of swept over them in the field to activate all of them. And then Jude did the fifth chakra front and back as well. So both giving and taking of communication.
Any neck stiffness?
Say that again.
Have you had
any neck stiffness?
Oh, yes. All the time.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, okay,
I've made many trips to the chiropractor.
So that's the back of the fifth chakra that's talking to you. So, I mean, she really does have a lot of constraint issues.
Do you see a traditional chiropractor that does the cracking type stuff, Diane?
I did.
Okay, well, let me tell you. I did that. Oh, here comes the ferry boat's coming to town. We got the Pua coming here. I'll tell you in a moment. What I was going to say, Diane, is you would greatly benefit from going into the Whispering Dragon Center in Seattle and letting Jude work on you, because she is a chiropractor, but she does not do the cracking type chiropractic. She does a more subtler version, and I saw the traditional chiropractor for more than 20 years, but since Jude has been doing my chiropractic, I had to get used to not being cracked anymore and my body not wanting that, but I used to have my neck done all the time, and now it's rare that there's anything going on. It really is an incredible difference with the type of chiropractic work that she does. Plus, then she does all the harmonics and so forth as well. But I'd strongly encourage you to get in there and let her work on you hands-on.
So, Jude, I don't know if you remember, but I did come to you once.
Hmm.
But you did the sound instead of the chiropractic, so I just need to come back for the chiropractic.
Yeah, how long ago was that?
Several months ago.
So you're the lady who came with friends.
Yes, yes.
Yeah, well,
and we met your dog.
Yeah, so here's the deal.
I have a hard time getting there during the week.
I mean, that's part of the deal is that... I really think that a lot of the structural stuff that you're feeling in your neck is related to the energetic stuff. But, you know, one session is really hard to sort of...
Yeah, I see them on a regular basis, Diane.
And I understand that you're getting to us is an issue. So working with your own chakra balancing so that you can optimize what your chiropractor can do for you is really, you know, I mean, that's incredibly useful.
Yeah, and then get those communication affirmations going.
So are we good?
We're good.
We're good. Okay. Good. All right. Diane, thanks for calling Animal World. Notice what's different.
Okay. Thank you all so much.
Bye-bye.
Take care.
Oh, and I saw your vet program last night. It was awesome.
Oh, the Dr. Jeff. Isn't he great?
Yes. I got hooked. I couldn't stop watching.
Yeah. The Animal Planet, Saturday night, 9 o'clock. Dr. Jeff, Rocky Mountain Vet. If all vets were like him, we wouldn't have a problem with...
Wow.
It would just be great.
Wonderful.
All right. I'm glad you watched. Thanks, Diane.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right. We're wrapping up hour number two, firing up hour number three. So Angela, Jeannie, Raul. Oh, we get to talk to Raul again. We talked to him last week. I love his voice. Anyway, and his energy. Well, we'll be talking to all of you next, so stay right where you are. Animal World continues straight ahead right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.